The Guardian.
Hi, I'm Dr. Orla Fraser from Liverpool John Moores University.
So let's start with constellation. Why are you interested in constellation, and which non-human species engage in constellation?
Constellation is any kind of friendly interaction from a third party who hasn't been involved in the conflict towards the victim of aggression. So usually this would take the form of perhaps an embrace or a kiss in chimpanzees. This is important because it tells us a lot about how the animals regulate their social relationships. We found that this constellation actually calms the victims down. And this has been found to occur in chimpanzees and in bonobos, in gorillas, in rooks and in dogs as well. This is very interesting because if it does have a calming function, it seems as if it might be an expression of empathy in the animals.
So they've been found, constellation has been observed before. So what's really new about your own research?
Well, constellation suggests a calming function, but actually no study so far has been able to find any evidence that this behaviour actually reduces stress levels. So that's what we did. We looked at levels of self-directed behaviour, which are an indicator of stress in primates, and showed that the animals actually did reduce their stress levels when they received constellation.
And how do you measure their stress levels?
Well, just as in if any human is stressed, they might perhaps scratch their hair or whatever, or bite their nails. The chimpanzees also scratch a lot more when they get nervous. And so we're able to look at the level of scratching after any conflicts, and we can see that that then reduces dramatically as soon as they're consoled.
Could you give us a sort of concrete example that maybe take us through, describe what happens in a typical conflict and then what happens in a constellation?
Okay, well, two individuals might have a fight over anything such as where to sit or over perhaps females or food. The fight can involve kind of hitting or chasing, trampling on top of each other sometimes. And the victim gets very distressed generally at the end of this. Now, sometimes then a third party will come up to the victim, will embrace them, and this kind of embracing gesture actually seems to calm down the victim.
How often does this happen? What proportion of conflicts?
Just under about 50%, under half of all conflicts actually end with a consolation.
Who consoles the victim usually?
Well, we found that it is actually somebody who has a very good relationship with the victim who offers consolation. Valuable partners, those who are likely to offer to share food with the victim or are likely to support them in other fights, are likely to offer the consolation.
And the constellation involves what kinds of behaviours, and how long does it carry on for?
Constellation involves behaviours, any sort of affiliative behaviour. So this could be a kiss. Chimpanzees do actually kiss each other. Embraces or grooming, playing sometimes. These behaviours can be very brief, such as a gentle touch, or they can last for a long time if it involves kind of playing or grooming.
And do you ever see the aggressor consoling the victim?
Yes, this is known as reconciliation. Here they're making up, really, when there's a friendly gesture between the aggressor and the victim. And this is very common in all animals, really, after there's a fight.
Is there a kind of evolutionary explanation behind this kind of conciliatory behaviour?
Well, yes, it's very important that all groups maintain cohesiveness. If there's a fight and the individuals kind of separate from each other, then they're not likely to help each other find food or support each other. And in all animals where this sort of behaviour is really important to their survival, it's important to have mechanisms to reduce stress levels and to repair relationships.
And does that have any implications for human behaviour?
Well, the same behaviours have been seen in humans. In small children, they behave almost exactly the same way as the chimpanzees do. So understanding how the chimpanzees behave tells us a lot about how the behaviour develops and how it evolved in humans.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.